This podcast is brought to you by CATV, building community in the Upper Valley through media.
Hello and welcome to Shelf Help, a podcast where booksellers help you answer one of life's trickier, and we would argue most important questions. What should you read next? Our first two episodes introduced you to the people involved in Shelf Help. If you've not yet listened to those episodes, please do so. Today, we're just going to jump into the recommendations and the book talk. Well, maybe not. One other note. Our first few episodes are based on themes that we selected, and we want to hear from you. Send us your reading dilemmas for future episodes. The more dilemmas we get, the more episodes we can do. For this episode, each bookseller has been asked to discuss one book that they recommend for April's Poetry Month. I'm Lisa, co-editor and co-founder of The Book Jam, a nonprofit designed to help you find your next great book. To my left, I have...
I'm Allie, owner of Still North Books and Bar.
I'm Sam, co-owner of the Norwich Bookstore.
I'm Emma, the other co-owner of the Norwich Bookstore.
I'm Carrie, co-owner of the Yankee Bookshop. My pick for Poetry Month, I don't read a lot of poetry collections. I read more novels in verse because I need plot, as Allie admitted in one of our
plot.
Previous episodes. The book that I'm recommending is Like Water on Stone by Dana Walrath, who is a resident of Vermont, or at least she was when this book came out. I'm not sure if she still is. But this is a novel in verse intended for young adults, probably on the older end of the young adult spectrum. But it's told from the alternating points of view of brother and sister who are escaping the Armenian genocide. And what I love about novels in verse, especially about like really difficult topics and for younger audiences, is it's a really great way to talk about the emotion behind what's going on and not have to get into the nitty-gritty details that can make it really difficult to talk about these things with kids. So with everything going on in the world today, empathy is really important, and poetry is a wonderful way to gain empathy.
Right. Thank you for that. Next, we have Allie.
I was thinking a lot about poetry and Poetry Month and what Poetry Month is, and about how in Poetry Month, it's such a great time for people who are not poetry readers to start reading poetry. And a novel in verse is a great way to do that. There's also, I think, poetry sometimes gets the reputation of being really obscure or impenetrable. And I personally have found that that's not the case, even though when I started out as a bookseller, I did find it really impenetrable. And so one poet whose work I find super accessible and just completely brilliant is Matthew Olsman, who is also a Vermont resident. Many people listening may already be familiar with his work. He has a pretty recent book, I believe February? Mm-hmm. I'm getting nods. Yeah, February of this year, he came out with Constellation Root. And in true Matthew Olsman form, it's hysterical at times. It is punch you in the gut. It is like too much truth and just incredibly imaginative. I love his writing. This specific book is mostly letters told in the form of poems. So I'm flipping through right now to give you guys some of the names of these letters. Letter to the oldest living longleaf pine in North America. Letter to a cockroach now dead and mixed into a bar of chocolate.
Ooh.
It's brilliant. There's a letter to all of the different Bruce Waynes in this country.
Nice.
There's letter to Matthew Olsman from a flying saucer is one of my favorites. And in these letters, he's taking this speaker-recipient relationship that we often find in poetry. You hear odes, and there's poems where there's this subject, the you, and the you is really obscure, and you don't know who the speaker's talking to. But here, he makes it specific, so we know exactly who Matthew is talking to. And that gives us this humor and this moment to delight in what's not always said between the speaker and the person listening.
Sounds great.
It's yeah. So good.
It does.
It's such a good way to get into poetry. I was with my partner this morning and we were having coffee on the porch and I was like, I'm going to read a poem to you now. And he is not a poetry person. I read him Letter to Matthew Olsman from a Crowd of Pigeons While He's Sitting on a Park Bench. I'm sorry for butchering the title of that poem. It is that long. And he completely adored it. So if you want to hear what pigeons are saying to Matthew Olsman, I highly recommend picking up Constellation Root.
Sam, you're up next.
Yeah. Well, and I second the recommendation of Matthew Oldsman's poetry. Allie and I were just talking before we started rolling about how much we enjoy his work. And I really like how funny he is as well. His subject matter is not always light. He delivers it in such a kind-hearted and really also kind of bitingly funny way. And so, yeah, heartily endorse that recommendation as well. I was all over the map with this. And in fact, I just changed my recommendation for like the 13th time. I sometimes say I'm not really a poetry reader, but it seems that every time I'm asked, I have a bunch of opinions about poetry. So I don't know what that says about me, you know, and poetry can take so many different forms. One of the things that I was thinking about earlier were all the books of lyrics that also kind of double as poetry or are in conversation with written poetry. But what I landed on, because we're talking about Poetry Month here, and in Poetry Month, we often look to expand our horizons and we look for something new in the world of poetry. And in these times especially, I think we look for something that is somewhat joyful. I'm going to go with what may be an uncharacteristically joyful recommendation for me. And that is the anthology How to Love the World, Poems of Gratitude and Hope. It's edited by James Cruz, who is a Vermont poet, and by Ross Gay, who is not from Vermont, although he very much, I think, has the Vermont spirit as well.
And I'm sure he's driven through.
he would feel at home here for sure. And this is a collection. It is mostly, if not entirely, American poets, contemporary, and also poets from eras past, all kind of on the subject of gratitude, hope, joy. All of these poems were selected by James Cruz and Ross Gay. They are all kind of in conversation with one another. Amanda Gorman is in this collection. Joy Harjo, current poet laureate, is in this collection. Many, many others from around the country, different walks of life, different backgrounds. And it is, I think it stands apart. There are a lot of poetry collections out there and a lot of poetry anthologies out there that kind of ruminate on different themes. I think this one stands apart for how artfully and how deliberately it was selected. None of these selections feel like they're just kind of thrown together. This is a little volume that packs a joyful punch. And it really, it also stands to introduce you to new voices and to older voices that you might have missed, which I think is a great thing for any collection of poetry or anthology of poetry to do. So it's How to Love the World, Poems of Gratitude and Hope. And if you pick that book up and enjoy the premise of it, there is a new anthology coming in April. April 12th, also edited by James Cruz. It is The Path to Kindness. So keep an eye out for that as well.
Two for one. And now Emma.
So I'm feeling a little left out because I'm the only one who didn't pick a Vermont poet, which is funny because I was thinking about picking Ruth Stone because I recently watched Nora Jacobson's documentary, Ruth Stone's Vast Library of the Female Mind, and I think Ruth Stone is amazing, but I don't have enough notes written down to talk about the essential Ruth Stone, so I'm just going to throw that out there. Ruth Stone, also a great Vermont poet. I decided to recommend The 29th Year by Hala Alian. This is a book that I read in my 29th year. I could not tell you what the book is about, but I don't think that that's what poetry is kind of meant to be. I don't think you're meant to get poetry intellectually. I think you're just kind of meant to feel it. And I fell into these poems. I felt them very deeply. It's one of the few poetry books that I've read cover to cover. She's got such a beautiful way with words. And she also writes fiction, which when a poet writes other stuff, you know that it's going to be good.
I feel one of our upcoming episodes is for Mental Health Awareness Month in May, and it sort of feels like that book allows you to feel all the feels, which is a good thing. So those are our six selections, four talked about in depth, but two others mentioned briefly for April's National Poetry Month. And with that, we end our third episode. Future episodes could feature smaller combinations of these amazing booksellers, or some of their superb staff members, or possibly an amazing author or two. Shelf Help is brought to you by The Book Jam, a nonprofit designed to help readers find their next great book, CATV, Upper Valley Media Community, and three Upper Valley bookstores, the Yankee Bookshop in Woodstock, Vermont, the Norwich Bookstore in Norwich, Vermont, and Still North Books and Bar in Hanover, New Hampshire. If you've got a reading dilemma, you can email us a question or a voice memo at shelfhelpuv@gmail.com. That's shelfhelpuv@gmail.com. We are here to help your shelves. Thanks for being with us, and see you next time on Shelf Help.
Thank you for listening to CATV Podcasts. If you found this episode interesting and would like to find more Upper Valley content at CATV, please visit our website at catv8.org. That is catv8.org. You can find all of our podcasts under the Listen section on our homepage.